It's here and now. Recognize that sound? If not, no offense, but where have you been? That's the original guitar hero John McLaughlin, who exploded onto the jazz scene with Tony Williams' groundbreaking Emergency in 1969. Then came his work with Miles Davis. And in 1971, McLaughlin formed the seminal band Mahavishnu Orchestra, not once, but twice. And after years of collaborations with Carlos Santana, Al Di Meola, Chick Corea, John McLaughlin is now out with Now Hear This, his second CD with a group critics are calling his most potent yet, The Fourth Dimension, and a CD that the Herald in Scotland says is his best. And John McLaughlin joins us from the Argo Studios in New York. What a treat. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
What's that like?
What an intro. Well, wow.
I was going to say, what's that? I mean, I can't be the first to have played all these different selections, but what's that like to hear it all?
It's very pleasurable. It really is, because I have such fantastic memories. That was one of the pivotal moments of my life when I came over to New York to play with Tony Williams. And I think I'm a very fortunate person because I was here at the right time and got invited by Miles Davis the following day to appear on the In a Silent Way recording.
You say the members of the Fourth Dimension are the best musicians you've worked with since Miles Davis and John Coltrane, which is pretty high praise, but they're Gary Husband on piano. Mm-hmm. Your bass player, Etienne Mbappé. Does he really wear black silk gloves when he plays?
Yes, he does. I know.
What? Why?
I've asked him that question myself, and he says, they feel really good. The tone coming out of my bass, I really like it. Who cares? As long as he's playing, just marvelous.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so is drummer Ranjit Barot, which, you know, having him in the band reminds us of how much you always were influenced by Indian music. I mean, Ravi Shankar, and, you know, studied meditation with Sri Chinmoy. Yeah.
Well, I was very fortunate to have the honor to study under Pandit Ravi Shankar mm-hmm. in 1974-75. But the discovery of Indian music and the improvisational qualities, which were astounding, gave me such a wonderful feeling about this common ground that we share. And Ranjit Barot, he's a jazz drummer, but because he grew up in India and he has these traditions of the Indian school, North and South, and he's integrated them into a way that I've never heard before. And Gary Husband plays keyboards. He's a marvelous pianist. But I knew him for years just as a drummer.
Which is why
we have two drum kits on stage. And so he's able to move from keyboards to drums. And he and Ranjit play together. It's just marvelous what goes on.
Listen to something that is slightly different from much of the CD, because much of the CD we hear your unbelievably fast-paced playing, which has not slowed down at all, it would seem, at 71.
Well, this is an aspect that's been leveled at me throughout my entire life, musical life. Oh, man, you play so fast, man. Wow, what is that? You know? The speed thing, nobody really ever says to a saxophone player, wow, you play fast, man. You know, it's for some peculiar reason, it's like guitar players, they get this thing. I've had it anyway. But I don't see it. I don't see it like that. I see it. It's an aspect of the way I hear music and an aspect of the way I articulate what spontaneously is going on inside of me.
But I did want to hear, I loved the cut Wonderful.
In a way, it's like the work I did with acoustic guitar. The approach to acoustic guitar is radically different, really, to electric guitar. There's no way I can play acoustic guitar like I play electric guitar. I have to approach these instruments, and they oblige me, really, to play in a different way. And I like that, because it forces me out of my mindset, and I have to find my way with that instrument.
Some are saying this CD is your best, and I've heard you feel it is too. Why? What are you hearing?
It's the most up-to-date picture of what's going on inside of me, Robin. Mm-hmm. It's really to do with the title. It's a reminder to myself as well as to everyone else. Now hear this, because here, it's not listen, H-E-A-R,
right.
It's H-E-R-E.
Yeah.
And this moment that we have is really the only moment we can cherish.
But do you ever find yourself reflecting, as I just was looking down at some notes, that this all started when you heard a recording of Beethoven's Ninth?
I can remember to this very moment. I must have been about 5 years old, and my mom had put the Ninth, and we were just listening in the sitting room. And I wasn't paying attention, a five-year-old kid, what does he know? And all of a sudden, the vocal quartet came on, and I just got goosebumps all over my body.
Yeah.
And it was because of the music. That experience determined that I would be a musician. It was a very profound experience.
But what a road you've traveled from Beethoven. I mean, it just... And I also read that your love of the guitar started with the D chord. And I thought, you know, you are a major chord kind of guy. You are.
Well, that's, very appropriate, because it was one of my older brothers, David, who showed me that D chord. And I never looked back. I dropped piano immediately, and the guitar was my love, you know. I mean, there's a piece on the new album called Guitar Love, and it's really that, you know. I love that instrument.
Well, by the way, we'll play that as we go, but can you conjure up a D chord for those who might not know what we mean by an open, major, joyous chord? Da-da-da. Can you...
Dun, 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 da. Something like that.
No, it's happy. It's happy.
Yeah, it is a happy chord. Well, I'm a happy guy, Robin.
Yeah,
I'm a happy guy. I get to play music my whole life. I mean, gee.
Yeah.
And here I am still playing.
Yep.
No, I'm very fortunate.
That's guitarist John McLaughlin. His new album is Now Hear This, H-E-R-E. By the way, John, we are here and now, H-E-R-E. So we get what you're saying. Not in a moment. For more on the CD and the tour, go to hereandnow.org. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.